40 Favours the Brave, written and read by
Lise Carlaw
and Sarah Wills. The death of my mother-in-law had a profound impact on me, although I didn't realise it at the time. It was only 6 months later when, at 39, I began to shake up the status quo of my life. Anne was a kind and congenial lady, the type who did right by everyone and everyone loved her for it. As an only child, she nursed both her father and mother through their elderly descent and years later her husband until he passed away after several strokes in his 80s. When he died, Anne was in her 70s and had dreams of travel and cruises with her group of close girlfriends, several also widows. And to all and sundry, this was an excellent idea. She was an active, vibrant member of her country community and, if not volunteering at the Salvo's store or the local historical society, you'd find her walking through her son's mango orchards or playing cards with her crew. And she was so proud of not needing any pills at her advancing age, excellent cholesterol levels, functioning knees and hips and all her own teeth. Apart from a cancer scare resulting in a radical hysterectomy in her 60s, Anne was a poster child for a healthy geriatric gal. And she set her mind to her remaining years being a time of freedom and exploration. Then came the cruelest blow of all. Anne noticed a weakness in her speech. Her smile started to change. Her doctors initially put it down to old age, but she knew it was more. Eventually, after months of tests and specialist trips to rule out all other possibilities, came the diagnosis of motor neurone disease, or MND. It's a death sentence. It leaves a person trapped in their own body, unable to talk, walk, chew, swallow, and at the end, breathe. She died at 83. A good innings, but an incredibly heartbreaking way to leave this earth. If anyone deserved to be graced the ultimate death of dying peacefully in their sleep at an old age after a life being kind and good to others, it was Anne. The unfairness subconsciously unleashed a kind of rage within me, although I only linked the two when writing this book. Anne's death was the wake-up call I needed. Like, you can spend your time being everything for everyone and putting others first, and yet when the time comes to do something for yourself, you may not ever get the chance. I thought about my old lady self. What would she wish she had changed if she could? Honestly, it was akin to an out-of-body experience. Blinkers were removed. What needed to change was crystal clear. First went the job. In hindsight, it's quite hilarious to recount, but Lise and I were offered a contract extension on a breakfast radio role we'd been doing for the previous year, and it should have been a joyous moment. Stability in the media is a rare thing. Instead, it involved me sobbing on the bed of a 5-star hotel room with Lise slapping the mattress in frustration and yelling, "We cannot keep doing this." It was quite the scene. Needless to say, we declined the offer. Why? For us, the hours were terrible, early and long. The job was 100-plus kilometres away from our homes. We were required to spend one or two nights away each week, and our family life was suffering. Our pay was not at all what people would assume, and overall, we were struggling. The cons far outweighed the pros, so we made the call to leave with no regrets.